It's Friday, day 5. You need to acknowledge your accomplishments, celebrate your achievements. In fact, you need to do something special for yourself today. You have just completed the first 5 days of Heart Physics. And I'll tell you, you have got to be proud of yourself. You have got to be excited, and you've got to be feeling something that you've never felt before. You know, today, I want to give you a new heart key. This is so incredibly simple, yet so powerful. Now listen closer, you'll miss it. You will only do what you feel empowered to do. Now some people are afraid of empowerment. Some people erroneously think that if you feel empowered, you will not trust God, you will not follow God. But it is just the opposite. As God empowers us, we have the courage to take the steps that we should take with our life. As we feel a sense of empowerment, we make our lives count, we set goals, we live dreams, we fulfill our call and our destiny. So empowerment is a critical part of living your dreams and serving God. Empowerment is an essential heart key. In fact, Jesus taught us to count the cost before we start anything. You see, we need to start every effort with an absolute sense of I can and I will do this. In other words, we need to establish our intentions. And that's why Jesus told us to count the cost. We need to count the cost and determine, am I really committed to doing this? Intention is often the one difference between winning and losing. Some studies show that if two athletes of comparable strength and skill were competing, the one thing that would make the difference, the one thing that would give an equal athlete the winning edge, would be the intention of winning. That's who would prevail. You see, if it is your intention to try something, you experience just enough emotional and spiritual strength to try, which means you'll stop when you're faced with a serious or difficult obstacle. But if you set your intention to complete something, everything about how your mind and even your physiology works will change to support your intention. But even more importantly, when you start out with the intention to finish, you appropriate the grace of God to finish. If you intend to try, you only experience the grace of God to start something. You see, God will not violate your will. He will only give you grace for what you choose. This is why He tells us to count the cost and make decisions. You may be starting to consider new possibilities for your life. You may be starting to feel like you can take some of those steps that you have been afraid to take in the past. There may have been some things you started in the past that you stopped or you failed, but now you're starting to feel like, I can do this. You see, this is because of the new awareness that you have of Christ in you. This is giving you a new level of empowerment. This weekend, as you work with your heart monitor, you may find that you're ready to take these bold new steps. So be sure to write them down and set your intention to do them successfully. You may even take a few minutes, take yourself to the heart zone, and see yourself fulfilling those steps, completing those projects, living those dreams. But whatever it takes, you set your intention not to try, but to do and to succeed. This will open your heart and your mind to new ideas. It will allow the grace of God to begin to take you to the people and situations that actually provide you with complete success. Over the weekend, you may want to repeat some of the heart physics exercises. Feel free to repeat any exercise that would be important to you. Feel free to do the exercise in the morning or in the evening or as often as you like. But then be sure to create your strategies for a better tomorrow. This is where your sense of empowerment will give you the confidence to see these new possibilities and even create the strategies to fulfill them. Next week, we're going to move to a whole new level. If this week has been good, you won't believe what you will experience next week. Now get your heart exercise for week 1 and be sure and complete it today. And then you have a great and profitable weekend, and I will see you again Monday morning.